There's concern some Australians living with rare disorders or illnesses are being denied access to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. And that's despite the fact the conditions have had a major impact on their daily lives. Advocates say people are falling through the cracks because it's a challenge to categorise some of the rare diseases. Claire Lindsay filed this report.
Come on, Stella.
Good girl.
Good girl. This is my little support dog, Stella. Not official support dog, but definitely a support for me.
Narina Carter has been diagnosed with hypermobility spectrum disorder, also called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. It's a rare genetic condition which causes her body to create faulty collagen. Her symptoms are painful and include seizures, cognitive and speech problems, dislocations, respiratory problems, and chronic fatigue.
So even a task like doing the dishes has to get broken down into several stages for me, and I have to rest in between, sometimes literally lie down in between, just so I can get that job done without having a seizure.
Collagen is a tough, fibrous protein which keeps our bones strong and our bodies flexible. Some days Narina Carter can walk, but on others she uses a wheelchair or she's bedridden. Yet when she applied for help from the National Disability Insurance Scheme, she was rejected. In a letter, the NDIS said her rare connective tissue disorder didn't meet the requirement that a person must have an impairment that results in substantially reduced functional capacity. And it adds that her condition would be more appropriately treated through services within the state's health system.
You know, you're being told that you have something that's incurable and it's never going to go away. And you know, then you're told that, oh, no, but you're not disabled enough, or you're, you know, you're disabled enough, but, you know, there's no support there anyway because all you can get is physio as a treatment, and that's classed as mainstream.
The Chief Executive Officer of Rare Voices Australia, Nicole Millis, says the NDIS operates on lists and rare diseases are usually excluded.
The way the services, and particularly the NDIS, is set up, that it is just for disabilities and not for health conditions. And of course, a large proportion of rare diseases, yes, they're health conditions, but the impact of the health condition is that degree of disability.
Saturday AM contacted the National Disability Insurance Agency for a response. In a statement, it said,
access to the NDIS is based on a person's functional impact, not on their condition or diagnosis. This means no condition is or will be automatically excluded from the NDIS.
And it went on to say,
the NDIS is not designed to replace other mainstream government services like health. The health system continues to remain responsible for the diagnosis, early intervention and treatment of health conditions.
Narina Carter has appealed the NDIS decision. In the meantime, just getting by is taking an emotional toll.
I'm really scared about my future and what will happen to me and if we'll be able to afford it all. I'm sure that there's many people out there in the same boat, and having a rare illness and then finding myself shut out of, you know, support systems, I feel an obligation to at least join the conversation in case it helps the situation for myself and others.
Narina Carter there, that report from Claire Lindsay.